Dear Lord,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you for your word.
我们感谢你的话语。
Through your word, you speak to us.
你对我们所说的话。
Help us to listen.
帮助我们来听你的话语。
And also to obey.
也来顺服你的话语。
We commit this time to you.
我们把时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.When I was in my early 20s,
在我二十几岁的时候
I lived in Victoria. My wife and I lived in Victoria, BC.
那我和我太太是住在维多利亚岛上。
My brother lived in my younger brother lived in Vancouver.
我弟弟是住在温哥华。
My younger sister lived in Prince Rupert.
我的妹妹是住在 Prince Rupert, 在东部。
My oldest sister lived in Malaysia.
我的姐姐是住在马来西亚。
And my other sister, my second older sister, lived in Montreal.
我的二姐是住在蒙特利尔。
Nobody lived in Duncan.
没有人住在 Duncan.
Where my parents lived.
就是我父母的地方。
So every 2 years.
所以每两年。
My sister from Malaysia would come home.
我在马来西亚的姐姐就会回到家中。
As well as my sister from Montreal.
我在蒙特利尔的姐姐也会回来看望。
And all of us would gather together in Duncan at our parents' home.
所以我们整个家族的人都会聚在我父母的家里。
My mother would spend many days cooking.
我妈妈就会花很多时间来准备食物。
And that was the happiest time of her life.
对于她来说，是她生命中最快乐的时光。
And when she was so happy to see her children and her grandchildren.Sitting around the table, having a good conversation, and eating together.
所以她非常的开心的可以看到自己的儿子还有孙子辈们都可以住在一起，都可以坐在一起，大家一起吃饭，开心的交谈。
When I look at Psalm 133, this picture of a family gathered among good food and conversation comes to mind.
所以当我看诗篇133的时候呢，一家人其乐融融的坐在一起的话。
We've already read it, so I won't read it. But it's a very short psalm.
所以它是一个非常短的诗篇。
And I want to encourage us to maybe memorize it.
所以我想鼓励大家可以把它背下。
And the key of the psalm is dwelling in unity.
所以这首诗篇的主题就是和睦同居。
The metaphors to help understand how precious this gift is oil and dew.
所以在这个诗篇中所提到的油和露水呢，这两个隐喻可以帮助我们更好的理解何为和睦同居。
Oil is a picture of extravagance.
那油呢，它是象征着一种奢华的礼物。
In Mark's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 3-9, and Luke chapter 7.We read of Jesus being invited to a rich man's house.
所以在马可福音十四章三到九节，在路加福音第七章中，我们都读到耶稣呢被邀请到一个富人的家庭中。
And Simon the Pharisee was the one who invited him to dinner.
那那个主人呢就是一个叫西门的法利赛人，他邀请耶稣到家里来享受晚餐。
And with some of his friends, also Pharisees, they wanted to find out more about Jesus.
当然他们也邀请了其他一些法利赛人的朋友因为他们想要了解耶稣更多
Is he a prophet?
他们想看耶稣是否是一个先知
Is he the Messiah?
或者他就是弥赛亚
What kind of man was Jesus?
那耶稣究竟是一个什么样的人呢
It's not unlike our pastoral search process
其实就跟我们寻路的过程有点像
What kind of man is this brother Song?
那宋弟兄究竟是一个什么样的人呢
Now, I'm not saying we're Pharisees.
但我跟你说我们都是法利赛人。
We are not Pharisees.
我们不是法利赛人。
But we use a process that we adopt to try and discern God's will for us.
所以我们只是用这个进程呢来仔细的去分辨神在我们里面的心意和计划。
And it's right for us to do this.
所以呢我们能够这样去寻目呢其实是正确的。
So I can't find fault with the Pharisees who want to find out more about Jesus. But the problem is that they let their prejudice color the view of Jesus. When they were having dinner, a woman comes in to the dinner. She interrupts and crashes their party. She's an uninvited guest. And she wipes the feet of Jesus with her tears and anoints his head with sweet smelling and expensive oil. And the Pharisees were very upset. Why would Jesus let this woman touch him? After all, everyone knows she's unclean. And thus making Jesus himself unclean. They miss the point and the majesty of the moment. Because they couldn't let go of their personal prejudice. The point was the absolute gratitude of a forgiven person. And her generous response in worship. This is the point of the gospel. It is rich and extravagant in God's grace. Even a woman who spent much of her life making a living, selling her body. This kind of woman can be forgiven. Can be accepted by God. And can be forgiven and given a second chance in life. To live fully into God's grace. It's a wonderful story. All her debts of sin are cancelled and she is free. And the only appropriate response is worship. Generous worship. Giving her very best and her very most. This is the result of a thankful heart. Now David, a king who experienced much war, betrayal and bloodshed, when he thinks about Israel, his longing for his people was that they would be people who live in peace with one another. More than just peace, the Hebrew word is shalom. Shalom is not simply the absence of war, but the presence of well-being and fullness. Unity of the brethren is the beginning of the shalom of people of God. This is what David, this is how David understands this. Can you imagine David, what is asking, what would this look like? For him, the language and culture of his day, David pictures Aaron leading Israel in worship. David pictures the high priest Aaron leading his people in worship, and his head is anointed with oil and it's flowing down as a symbol of God's grace to his people.
So David
It's, for David, it's a wonderful and beautiful sight.
所以对于大卫来说，这是一个最美的画面。
And oil, the smell of the oil would have filled the temple.
所以整个香膏的香气呢，就充满了圣殿。
So oil is an extravagant, rich gift.
所以香膏本身是一个非常贵重、非常宝贵的。
And a metaphor to describe what is this like for unity among God's people.
所以他也描述了神的子民如何可以合一的生活。
So Jesus understood this point.
所以耶稣就明白这个点。
In his high priestly prayer in John chapter 17.
所以在约翰福音中，他说大祭司，他是以大祭司的身份这样说。
He prayed that his people might be one.
他向神祷告说，他的子民可以合而为一。
Even as he and the Father are one.
就正如他和父合而为一。
That the world might know that the Father has sent the Son.
那如此呢，这个世界就会知道是父差遣子来到这个世上。
This is a powerful testimony of the unity of God's people.
所以这就是我们作为神子民合一的最重要的见证。
The power of God is revealed in people lived out in reconciled life.
所以神的大能就彰显在我们彼此和好的生活当中。
First, we're reconciled to God.
所以我们先与神和好。
Then we're reconciled to one another.
然后我们再彼此和好。
In a world, especially today, in our world, so full of strife and division and anger.
但是在今天的世界上，尤其是我们生活的环境中呢，充满了各种各样的争斗、分裂，还有愤怒。
And a people living in shalom with one another, in unity with one another, would be a welcome sight.
所以呢，如果我们可以有一群人彼此和睦同居，彼此和好的生活在一起呢，将会是一个非常强而有力的见证。
And David says how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity.
所以大卫就说，弟兄和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
The second metaphor is to describe unity is dew from Hermon.
所以第二个用来描述和一个果实的比喻呢，就是黑门的甘露。
Now Mount Hermon is the highest mountain in Palestine.
那黑门山是巴勒斯坦最高的山。
Even sometimes, often it's snow-capped.
常年呢会有白雪覆盖。
Because it's so high, the clouds are gathered there and are trapped there.
所以呢，因为它是这么高，所以经常云雾缭绕。那黑门山可以从云中吸收一些水分。
And the moisture is trapped by the mountain.
所以呢，这个山就会去吸收云中的一些水分。
And then the water will flow down from the mountain to water the land.
所以水就会它吸收水分之后就会形成河流，然后顺着山流下来。
And in Palestine, which is a very dry place.
那因为巴勒斯坦是一个非常干燥的地方。
This dew from the mountain is very welcome.
所以黑门山的甘露呢是非常深受人喜爱。
And it is a source of life and economy for the people of Palestine.
所以也是他们生活和经济的来源。
Unity is not only one of beauty and extravagant generosity, but one that is a source of life for many.
所以呢，合一和和睦同居不仅仅是一个非常美丽或者丰富慷慨的行为，它同时也是很多人生命的来源。
It is productive. It is foundational to nations' economy and well-being.
那它可以变得非常有效和多产，也是很多民族经济发展和人类发展的基础。
Nevertheless, unity is not always experienced by God's people.
尽管如此呢，可是合一并不是神的子民经常会经历到的。
The sad news is that unity is fragile and can be broken.
所以坏消息就是合一的生活呢是非常容易被破坏，因为它也是很容易，是非常脆弱的。
We see this throughout Scripture, where the people, where people seeking to benefit themselves at the expense of others. Where pride rears its ugly heads, where people of God lose their focus on Christ, unity is threatened.
所以呢，我们也可以从经文中经常会看到，人们为了自己的利益呢，会去加深别人的痛苦。所以当骄傲生出它邪恶的源头的时候呢，神的子民就没有办法去定睛在耶稣的身上，从而过上合一的生活。
But I don't want to spend a lot of time exposing behaviors that threaten our unity.
所以我并不想花时间来讨论威胁我们。
But I want to spend some time to help us think about how we can cultivate unity within our community.
但是呢，我却想要花时间来探讨我们如何培育一个合一的群体。
So I'm going to list five principles to help us.
所以我将会给大家五个原则。
But this, there may be more, but these five I think are essential for us.
当然可能会有更多的原则，可是我认为这五个是最基本的。
The first is to focus on Jesus.
第一个就是定睛在耶稣身上。
The scripture says, "If then you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, and not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden in Christ."
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Now you think this would be obvious.
你可能认为这是理所当然的。
But you'd be surprised how many churches get into trouble because they stop focusing on Christ.
但是你会惊奇地发现，很多的教会都陷在麻烦当中，就是因为他们没有定睛在耶稣的身上。
And then began focusing on other things.
因为他们都定睛在其他的事情上。
There are many theological debates in the Christian world.
在基督徒的世界中呢，有很多神学上的争论。
Many theological positions on many different issues.
他们在不同的议题上会有不同的见解。
For example, the last days.
比方说末日。
For the doctrine of election.
比方说拣选论。
Predestination.
比方说预定论。
Women in leadership.
比方说女人在教会中领导的角色。
Worship songs and hymns.
比方说我们应该选哪些敬拜歌曲。
Many, many different theological positions.
有很大家都会有自己不同的神学上的观点。
And when secondary truths supplant the primary truth of Jesus, the seeds of division begin to take root in people's lives.
所以当这些次要的神学上的真理取代了最主要的耶稣的真理的时候呢，教会分裂的种子就萌发了。
When I was in my early 20s, I attended a church that I loved very much.
当我在二十岁出头的时候呢，我去了一个我非常喜欢的教会。
It was a foundation for my spiritual life.
所以这个教会也成就了我灵命上的成长。
The unfortunate thing is that they went through two splits.
可是不幸的是，这个教会也经历了两次分裂。
And then when I was in my late 20s, early 30s, I was, went to a very conservative Baptist church.
所以当我三十岁左右的时候呢，我就去了一个非常保守的浸信会。
That ended up splitting so many times that today they don't even exist.
可是这个教会也不断的分裂、分裂、分裂，到今天这个教会也不见了。
Over the years, I've reflected on these churches.
所以在过去这些年，我都在反思发生在这些教会身上的事情。
And wonder why good people, good friends can become enemies.
为什么那些看见很好的人，甚至是很好的朋友，反而反目成仇呢？
And to the point that for the rest of their lives, these people no longer have fellowship.
甚至在他们余生中都不可能聚在一起来敬拜神。
After many years of reflection, I've identified a few reasons, but the most important reason is this.
所以经过很多年反思之后，我找了很多原因，但其中最重要的一个原因就是
These people start out with good intentions. Over time, they forgot what was the most important thing.
就说这些人刚开始他们都有很好的初衷、很好的想法，可是逐渐的他们却忘记了教会最重要的事情是什么。
And that is Jesus and His love for us.
那就是耶稣爱我。
These two churches fought over different things.
那我刚讲的这两个教会呢，他们分裂都是由于不同的原因。
The first church was split over what is a spiritual person.
那第一个教会他们的争论点就在于，究竟什么才是一个属灵的人。
If you didn't speak in tongues, you were not filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果他们就觉得，如果你不会讲方言的话，你就不是一个被圣灵充满的人。
So with this, they split up.
那就因为这个原因呢，他们就分裂了。
The second church was split over many things.
那第二个教会呢，是在很多问题上都有争论。
For example, what translation of the Bible could you use?
比方说，就是大家究竟可以用哪个版本的翻译圣经呢？
They believe, this is an English church, they believe that only a King James version was the real Bible.
所以这是一个英文教会，所以他们坚信只有 King James 这个版本的英文圣经呢才是最正确的。
And the other versions were evil.
那其他的版本的英文圣经都是恶。
they split over how much a woman can do. Women could teach children, but not men. Women could not wear anything but dresses. Women could give announcements, but not from the platform. They split over men, how much men could serve. If you serve, you have to wear a tie and jacket. You have to go out every Saturday to go knock on doors and go soul winning. You have to write down how many people you led to the Lord. And then they argued over whether people of mixed races could marry. So at that time, Grace and I felt we should leave the church. When I was very young, I was a very conservative Christian. I was very focused on Reformed theology. And I believed that I had the truth. I'd argue with anybody who didn't hold the same theological position as me. And often I would win these arguments, even with pastors. I thought I understood God and knew His ways. I could tell which person was a real Christian and which person was not a real Christian. But I can tell who was among the elect. And I look back on those days with regret. How many relationships have I hurt because I was so sure of myself? And my greatest fear was doing something that would offend God. And so I had many rules in my life and for the lives of others to protect myself from sinning. Both these churches and my own personal spirituality was focused on other things rather than Jesus. The focus of the mission of Jesus wasn't to give us more truth. And the more doctrine to learn. These are important. But the focus of Jesus was our relationship with God and with one another. The amazing truth of Jesus is there's only one thing we need to know is that Jesus and God loves us. So St. Paul says these words. God forbid that I should boast, save in the cross of Christ, for by it I've been crucified to the world of the world to be. Brothers and sisters, focus on Christ, who He is, how He lived, what He did, how He treated others. That's all we need to focus on.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们来定睛在耶稣的身上，去看耶稣怎么想的，怎么做的，和如何去对待别人的。
Focus on Jesus. The second truth is to accept one another as family.
第二个原则呢，就是彼此接纳成为家人。
For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption when we cry out, Abba, Father. It is the Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
所以中文的就是 因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心。因此，我们呼叫阿爸父，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。We
are the children of God through the blood of Jesus.
我们是因着耶稣的宝血而被称为神的儿女。And
the filling of the Holy Spirit.
并且也透过圣灵的充满，我们成为神的儿女。We
are part of one another, and there's no escaping this.
所以我们是彼此成为一体的，没有人可以逃开。The
same blood that was shed for me was shed for you.
那个遮盖我的宝血也遮盖了你们。The
same spirit that was given to me was given to you.
那个同时而来的圣灵给我，也给了你们。We
are united together in Christ.
我们在耶稣里是唯一的。Now
what does this mean?
那这究竟是什么意思呢？
It means that each one of us, every single one of us, is equally loved by the Father.
他的意思就是说我们中的每一个人，我们每一个个体呢，都是被神深深的所爱。
And so we cry, Abba, Father.
所以呢，我们可以呼求阿爸父。
It's a very intimate word that a young child might call the father.
所以这是一个非常亲密的词语，就是小孩子可以向自己的父亲去呼求的。
And in English, we could translate it daddy.
所以用英文的翻译，我的翻译成爸爸。Daddy。对，爸爸。
This might be strange for some of us.
所以可能对我们中有些人来说是有点奇怪的。Maybe
some of us come from families that have a lot of difficulties.
因为我们中可能有些人是来自很有问题的家庭。Maybe
some of us even come out from abusive families.
我们甚至有些是来自充满暴力和abuse的家庭。Maybe
our parents didn't know how to love us.
比方说我们的父母呢，不知道如何来爱我们。And
some of us grew up in families that we were always competing with our siblings for the affections of our parents.
那甚至我们可能来自家庭呢，就是我们需要跟弟兄姐妹之间彼此正经来赢得我们父母的爱。But
this is not the family of God.
可是这并不是神家庭的特征。God
loves each person equally, understands each person thoroughly.
因为神爱我们每一个人都是平等的去爱，神也关心我们每一个人都是用尽全心全力的来关心我们。In
Christ we are all loved the same. No difference, no need to compete.
所以在耶稣里我们每一个人都享受平等的爱，都是一样的爱，我们不需要彼此去争竞。So
in Christ we are bonded together through his blood.
所以在耶稣基督里，我们是彼此粘合在一起的。Just
as in our own family, we are bonded together with our siblings through blood.
所以就像在我们自己的家庭里，我们和自己的兄弟姐妹也是透过血缘关系彼此粘合在一起的。But
there may be times when we disagree with our siblings, our brothers and sisters.
可能有时候我们会跟弟兄姐妹之间有不同的意见。But
we will always be brothers and sisters.
可是无论怎样，我们还是兄弟姐妹。
There's many times when I disagree with my brothers and sisters. And many times we argue. But we always find a way to reconcile.
And
even if my brother or my sister was a criminal, and they went to jail, they will always still be my brother and sister. They cannot escape that reality. No matter how I would try. We, brothers and sisters, we are the children of God. We belong to his family. We are equally loved, all of us. And there's no escaping that. Accept one another as brothers and sisters.
所以我们要彼此接纳，成为弟兄姐妹。
Who are loved by the Father.
因为我们都是被神、被天父所爱。
The third principle is look for ways to build each other up.
那第三个呢，就是彼此建造。
Here's a word from Ephesians. It says, Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it might benefit those who listen.
所以在以弗所书第四章二十九节中说，污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
I had a teacher who once said, God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth.
那我曾经有一个老师告诉我说，神给了我们两个耳朵，一个嘴巴。
He meant for you to speak less and listen more.
他的设计呢，就是让你多听少说。
James tells us that the tongue is the most difficult creature to tame.
那雅各书中也说过，我们人的舌头呢是最难以控制的。
So what is unwholesome talk?
那究竟什么是污秽的言语呢？
It is a language that tears people down.
那就是把人分开。
It's language that hurt other people.
那就是伤害别人。
Perhaps a greater example of this is found in the current political situation in the United States.
所以可能没有一个更好的例子，就是现在美国总统他的言论。
Since he's been in power, violence against immigrants and people of color has risen.
那就是因为他的原因，因为他滥用自己的言语呢，所以大家现在种族歧视的情况呢就越来越上升。
Violence, violent language is on the rise.
所以暴力的言语呢也逐步在上升。
And what we see happening nationwide in America can also take place in the church.
所以现在美国整个社会所这个氛围呢，也可能会发生在教会中。
Unwholesome talk is half truth and gossip and criticism.
其实呢，污秽的言语就是它拥有一点真理，但同时它也充满了。
So when Paul was writing to Timothy regarding some of the troubles in the church that he was facing, he wrote these words.
所以当保罗写给提摩太的书信的时候，提到在教会如果遇到污秽的言语，他这么说的。
So besides that, they learned to be idlers, going from house to house, and not only idlers but gossips and busybodies, saying what they should not.
保罗说，并且他们又习惯懒惰，哀家行游，不但是懒惰。
And then in Ephesians, Paul says to the church, Therefore put away all falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth to his neighbor, for we are members of one another.
所以在以弗所书四章十五节，保罗也说，所以呢，你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互为肢体的。
Now here's the thing.
这就是那个点。
We don't need people to keep telling us how we have failed.
其实我们不需要别人来告诉我们我们是怎么失败的。
Most of us are keenly aware of our shortcomings.
因为我们中其实很多人都不知道自己的缺点在哪里。
What we need are people who would say a good word into our lives.
我们所需要的是周围人可以用好的言语来鼓励我们，来建造我们。
To encourage us to be better.
让来鼓励我们成为更好的人。
To walk with us when we fail.
当我们失败的时候，可以用我们的同行陪伴我们。
To pick us up when we fall.
当我们跌倒的时候，可以扶起我们。
To believe in us when we don't even believe in ourselves.
所以当我们自己都不相信自己的时候，他们依旧坚信我们。
This is how life in community should be.
所以这才是一个团体生活应该有的样子。
So Paul says these words to Philippians. He says, Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
所以保罗这么说，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
In a world where tearing down others to get ahead for oneself, choosing an alternative way to live, to act and think, is a wonderful thing.
所以在这个损人利己的社会中，如果我们能够选择另外一种方式彼此的建造的话呢，将会有更好。
Find ways to build one another up, listen to one another, wait for one another, be kind to one another.
所以让我们来帮助彼此去找出解决的方式，彼此的鼓励，彼此的去 友好彼此的聆听。
Find ways to say nice things to one another.
让我们来尽力的去鼓励别人，用言语来鼓励别人。
The last, the fourth, the practice is practice thankfulness.
那第四点呢，就是学会感恩。
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks by which we offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心当侍奉神。
Thankfulness is a powerful weapon against the discouragement.
所以呢，感恩是一个非常强而有力的一点阵。
In 1943, a young Jewish woman died in a concentration in Auschwitz.
1943年的时候，有一个犹太人的女性，她死在奥斯维集中营里面。
Her name was Etty Hellison.
她的名字叫 Etty Hellison.
Under the gray skies and broken earth, between austere, ugly barracks not suitable for living.
所以在灰暗的天空以及这片破碎的土地上，在这样简陋丑陋的不适合居住的环境中。
In the midst of such unspeakable human misery.She wrote these words.
在那些无法用语言来描述人类所承受的悲惨的生活的时光里，她写下了以上的文字。
She says, "You have made me rich, O God. Please let me share out your beauty with open hands."
可是神啊，你使我的生命如此的美丽和丰盛，求你使我可以张开双臂来拥抱你的美丽。
My life has become an uninterrupted dialogue with you, O God. One great dialogue.
我的生命呢，与你是一场不可分切的对话，并且是一个非常伟大的对话。
Sometimes when I stand in some corner of the camp, my feet planted on your earth, my eyes raised towards your heaven, tears roll down, run down my face, tears of deep emotion and gratitude.
所以有时候，当我站在一个集中营的角落的时候，我的双脚是站立在你的土地上，我的双眼是仰望天空，我不住的流泪，因为那是充充
满 deep emotion and gratitude，
因为这是充满感恩和充满亲切情感的眼泪。
At night too, when I lie in bed and rest in you, O God, tears of gratitude run down my face.
所以在夜晚也是，当我躺下的时候，我是安心在你的怀中。
This is my prayer.
这就是我的祷告。
Who was Etty Hellison?
那谁是 Etty Hellison?
She was a worshipper of God.
她是一个敬拜神的人。
And even in the midst of the most unbearable places on earth, she found time to be thankful.
即使是生活在如此无法忍受的环境下，她依旧选择。
She was, of all people, she had the right to complain. She had the right to be miserable. She had the right to be angry. She had the right to scream in heaven and say, God, this is not fair. But instead, she gave thanks to God.Even for the very little, very, very little she has.
甚至她拥有的非常非常少，她依旧用这些非常小的东西来感恩神。
And thankfulness gives her strength and joy even in the midst of most unbearable circumstances.
所以呢，就这样的感恩的心，使她在如此残酷的生存环境下，依旧拥有喜乐的生命。
Find ways to be thankful.
所以，请寻找让时刻感恩。
Look at your people next to you. Be thankful for them.
请看你坐在你旁边的人，因着他们而感恩。
Think of this place that you get to worship in freedom. Be thankful for that.
因着我们可以在这里自由的敬拜而感恩。
Have a bilingual service. Be thankful for that.
我们能够有中英双语的敬拜而感恩。
I'm thankful for that.
我非常因此而感恩。
Thankfulness.
感恩。
It should be, needs to be cultivated in our hearts and needs to be intentional.
所以我们应该特别故意的去培育我们这样一颗感恩的心。
The last point is seek peace.
那最后一点呢，就是寻求和平。
Making every effort to maintain the unity of the spirit in the bonds of peace. There is one body, one spirit, just as you were called to one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all and through all.
所以用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐而所赐下的唯一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主、一信、一喜、一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
There is much we can talk about in the area of peacemaking.
所以在建立和平上，我们有很多可以说的。
In fact, we could spend another hour talking about peace. God made peace with us through the blood of Jesus. And we are to do the same with others. Even our enemies. When a church splits over conflicts, how can we expect others to believe in our message? When we cannot even love our brothers and sisters, how is it possible to love our enemies? And yet this is the gospel of Jesus. And Jesus said these words. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you, to once that strike you in the cheek, offer the others also, and for one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from everyone who takes your good, do not demand it back. And as you wish what that others will do to you, so you do to them.
所以在路加福音第六章二十七到三十一节中，耶稣这么说：“只是我告诉你们这些听道的人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好，咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。没有人打你这边的脸，连那边的脸也由他打。如果有人打你们这边的脸，连那边的脸也由他打。有人挪你的外衣，连领衣也由他拿去。”凡求你的就给他，有人夺你的东西去，不用再要回来。你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样对待别人。
Is it hard to do?
是不是很难呢？
It's hard to do, isn't it?
非常难做到这一点，是吧？
But it's the heart of the gospel.
但这就是耶稣的中心，福音的中心。
Because while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
因为当我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣为我们而死。
While we were His enemy, He laid down His life for us.
当我们还是他仇敌的时候，他为我们而死。
When we did not love Him, He loved us.
当我们不爱他的时候，他爱我。
This is what we are called to do as believers in Christ.
这就是我们所呼召去相信的耶稣的福音。
So how do we cultivate unity in our community? Focus on Jesus. He's the most important truth we need to. Remember we are family. But we can't escape that. Build each other up. Find ways to be thankful.
我们要寻找方式时刻学会感恩
and practice peacemaking.
我们要学会操练自己彼此和平共处。
Does this unity means the absence of disagreements?
那合一就意味着我们不能有不同的意见吗？
No.
并不是。
Disagreements and conflicts are part of life together.
其实不同的意见和冲突本身就是我们在一起生活的一部分。
The difference between the people of God and the world is that disagreements and conflicts do not need to drive us apart.
那我们作为神的子民，在处理不同的意见和冲突的时候，跟这个世界处理的结果不一样。就是说，这些不同的意见是不应该导致分裂的。
But to help us to understand each other more clearly. Disagreements and conflicts in the life of God's people can be a tool for building up the body of Christ. Not for tearing down. Unity for God's people is the fruit of a worship life together. The fruit of loving one another. Even when we disagree. The fruit of trusting God together, even if we don't get our own way. And we decide together as a body of Christ. And we remain a family through the blood of Jesus. Remember how Jesus prayed for us. I do not ask for these only, but those who will believe in me through their word, that they may be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
耶稣这样祷告说：“我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差我来。”May
it be so, Lord Jesus. May it be so.
愿荣耀主啊，愿你的话成就。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主啊，我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you for your love for us.
我们感谢你对我们的爱。
Help us to understand this love so that we might love each other as you have loved us.
请帮助我们更深地来经历和理解你的爱，如此我们才可以彼此相爱。
We commit ourselves to you afresh in Jesus' name.
我们把我们的生命都交给你。